Why should a man whose blood is warm within sit like his grandsire cut in alabaster, sleep when he wakes, and creep into the jaundice by being peevish? I tell thee what, Antonio, I love thee, and it is my love that speaks. There are a sort of men whose visages do cream and mantle like a standing pond, and do a willful stillness entertain, with purpose to be dressed in an opinion of wisdom, gravity, profound conceit, as who should say, I am Sir Oracle, and when I ope my lips, let no dog bark. Oh, my Antonio, I do know of these, that therefore only are reputed wise for saying nothing, when I am very sure, if they should speak, would almost damn those ears which, hearing them, would call their brothers fools. I'll tell thee more of this another time, but fish not with this melancholy bait for this fool gudgeon, this opinion. Come, good Lorenzo, fare ye well a while. I'll end my exhortation after dinner.
Well, we leave you then till dinner time. I must be one of these same dumb wise men, for Gratiano never lets me speak.
Well, keep me company but 2 years more. Thou shalt not know the sound of thine own tongue.
Fare you well. I'll grow a talker for this gear.
Thanks, i'faith, for silence is only commendable in an eat's tongue dried and a maid not vendable.
Is that anything now?
Gratiano speaks an infinite deal of nothing, more than any man in all Venice. His reasons are as 2 grains of wheat hid in 2 bushels of chaff. You shall seek all day ere you find them, and when you have them, they're not worth the search.
Well, tell me now, what lady is the same to whom you swore a secret pilgrimage, that you today promised to tell me of?
'Tis not unknown to you, Antonio, how much I have disabled mine estate by something showing a more swelling port than my faint means would grant continuance. Nor do I now make moan to be abridged from such a noble rate, but my chief care is to come fairly off from the great debts wherein my time, something too prodigal, hath left me gauged. To you, Antonio, I owe the most, in money and in love, and from your love I have a warranty to unburthen all my plots and purposes, how to get clear of all the debts I owe.
I pray you, good Bassanio, let me know it. And if it stand, as you yourself still do, within the eye of honour, be assured my purse, my person, my extremest means lie all unlocked to your occasions.
In my school days, when I'd lost one shaft, I shot his fellow of the selfsame flight, the selfsame way, with more advised watch, to find the other forth. And by adventuring both, I oft found both. I urge this childhood proof, because what follows is pure innocence. I owe you much, and like a willful youth, that which I owe is lost. But if you please to shoot another arrow, that self way which you did shoot the first, I do not doubt, as I will watch the aim, or to find both, or bring your latter hazard back again, and thankfully rest debtor for the first.
You know me well, and herein spend but time to wind about my love with circumstance. And out of doubt, you do me now more wrong in making question of my uttermost than if you had made waste of all I have. Then do but say to me what I should do, that in your knowledge may by me be done, and I am pressed unto it. Therefore speak.
In Belmont is a lady, richly left, and she is fair, and fairer than that word, of wondrous virtues. Sometimes from her eyes I did receive fair, speechless messages. Her name is Portia, nothing undervalued to Cato's daughter, Brutus Portia. Nor is the wide world ignorant of her worth, for the 4 winds blow in from every coast renowned suitors, and her sunny locks hang on her temples like a golden fleece, which makes her seat of Belmont Colchis strand, and many Jasons come in quest of her. Oh, my Antonio, had I but the means to hold a rival place with one of them, I have a mind presages me such thrift that I should questionless be fortunate.
Thou knowest that all my fortunes are at sea. Neither have I money nor commodity to raise a present sum. Therefore go forth, try what my credit can in Venice do. That shall be racked even to the uttermost to furnish thee to Belmont, to fair Portia. Go, presently inquire, and so will I, where money is, and I no question make to have it of my trust or for my sake.
By my troth, Nerissa, my little body.